I want to ask you a question as we get ready to dive into our material here today. How many of you have ever been in kind of an everyday situation where you are sharing your faith with that skeptical friend, that skeptical family member, and then after the conversation, you walk away thinking, did I say the right thing? Maybe I should have said it another way. Oh no, I should have said this. Anybody ever been there? Yes. Amen. I've been there too, and I'm still there sometimes now. Well, a lot of times I'll walk away. I don't know if you're about you, but sometimes I'll walk away thinking, what did they think about what I said? Did they get it? Will they even remember it? And that's what I want to talk about today, how to share good reasons to believe in a way that's simple to get and easy to remember. I want us to see how we can use these in our everyday conversations, whether you're talking to your skeptical friend or even answering questions from your own kid. Like me, the Christian kid, growing up at home. Lots of questions about the faith. So here's what we're gonna do today during our time together. First, I wanna share with you what I like to call the three essential elements of everyday apologetics. Three things that you should really do with the information that you're learning here this weekend. And then we're gonna spend most of our time talking about using stories, objects, and illustrations to explain spiritual things. And you're going to see exactly how you can use some of these things in some of the common issues that come up, that people bring up at your family or in your work, at your kid's soccer game, or even in the church. Because I find that a lot of Christians are asking the same kinds of questions as our skeptical friends. So let's begin with the three essential elements of everyday apologetics. Three things you should really do as a defender of the faith. The first thing I think you should do is to find answers for yourself. You see, apologetics is for you. It's for you. It helps you first and foremost as a disciple of Jesus to know that there are good answers to the hard questions so that you don't have to stay awake, lie awake in bed at night wondering, do I really have to let go of my reason so I can have faith? Or do I have to do the opposite of that? Do I have to chuck the faith so that I can be reasonable, so I can hold on to my reason, my better judgment, so I can believe things that actually make some sense? We don't have to worry about things like that. We don't have to stay awake at night worrying. There are good answers to the hard questions. And so apologetics is for you. It helps you understand the answers to tough questions about Christianity. But of course, apologetics isn't just for us to get answers. It's for others too. I bet you've never ever seen a fire put out by a bunch of firefighters who did nothing else but sit around reading a bunch of manuals on how to put out fire. And so yes, we do need to give illustrations and examples and share reasons to believe with others. Like Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15, we need to be prepared always to give an answer, a reason to anybody who asks us about the hope that we have in Jesus, but we do it with gentleness and respect.